Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington County Emergency Management Coordinator Marissa Risen about the recent storms we've had and what to do in the event of a storm. We have seen severe weather recently in the KCII listening area, and with that, we've had severe thunderstorm warnings and tornado warnings. What advice do you have for people when they hear one of those warnings?
To take it seriously. We've definitely seen our share, well, not here in Washington County, thankfully, but I mean, Memorial Day weekend, there were 6 tornadoes confirmed on Memorial Day. And there were 2 on the Friday night preceding it that were very close to Washington County. So if you hear a warning, take it seriously and seek shelter.
And when you go to seek shelter, are there certain things that you should take with you?
Definitely. One of the things we always take with us is we've got a little kit set up because we have 2 little kids. So snacks, drinks, and extra diapers, as well as like coloring books and crayons, simple things that will keep them entertained in whatever kind of close quarters you've got your shelter space set up in. Of course, I always recommend bike helmets for the kids and a car seat for the really little ones as an extra measure of precaution and protection for them. But the other thing to think about is, if something hits, what do I need after that? So you want to be wearing shoes.
Yeah, something I wouldn't necessarily think of.
Yeah. If you, you know, if your shelter or anywhere near your shelter is affected by a storm and there's debris, you can have all kinds of unpleasant things. Rusty nails. Ugh.
Right?
Yeah.
Even just huge puddles of water and who knows what in
it. Yeah. Yeah. You want to protect your feet that are coming into contact with the ground and whatever else might be strewn about. And of course, you want to have your phone and an extra charger and a radio to get your information, especially as you would start to emerge from your shelter to see what kind of hazards might exist. And pay attention to your senses. If you smell gas, there's always the possibility that there's gas leaks, especially after a storm. There could be, if you've got a power outage, there could be downed power lines. So you want to make sure you avoid those. And whatever measure of protection you can take to keep yourself safe and your family safe is better than nothing.
And if a storm were to hit and you're trying to make contact with family members or friends to let them know what's going on, what's the best way to communicate?
The best way is really with text messages. In the event that we would see a disaster in the area, a lot of times people want to pick up their cell phone and call, but if everyone is picking up their cell phone to call, the bandwidth of the cell phone towers is going to be inundated and your calls aren't going to get through, or you're going to get cut off halfway through a call. So text messages will take very little space on that bandwidth, so send those out and let people know you're safe. It's always a great idea to have a contact out of town. Especially if you've got older kids and you can all send a text message to that one point of contact so that they can kind of keep track of if everyone is safe and accounted for.
And then kind of reciprocate that work with their family.
Yep, exactly.
So again, when people hear those warnings, whether it's a siren outside or it comes across as a text message alert, they need to be paying attention.
Yeah, and like we saw last year, Iowa was number 2 for tornadoes in the country, and it looks like we're on that path again this year.
It's already been. Crossed my mind over the weekend that, you know, we've got a heavy start to a list you don't want to be top of.
Yeah, which is funny because just recently I got an email about how it's a later starting season than we've seen in recent years. And it looks like we're trying to make up for lost time with all the storms that we've seen recently across the whole Midwest. Kansas and Missouri have been getting bombarded. Ohio just got hit real bad in the middle of the night the other night. Western Iowa had one at 1:30 in the morning. And that's one of the things that really, I don't like the thought of middle of the night tornadoes, because it's dark, you can't see anything. And in the aftermath, trying to come out of that, in the dark, there's all kinds of things you won't see and won't notice, and injuries, the potential for injuries is much higher then.
And just having people be aware that the warning's been issued.
Yeah, because most people are sleeping, and sometimes people put their phones on silent when they go to bed. Me, I have mine set so it's going to wake me up. Even if I'm in the dead of sleep, I should hear it. And that's the whole thought of trying to corral your family at 2 in the morning, trying to get little kids downstairs. But the reality is that that's the best thing you can do, is get us on the lowest, innermost level of your home and put as many walls between you and that storm as possible.
And a reminder for our listeners, anytime that there's a severe thunderstorm warning or a tornado warning for Washington County, we'll interrupt normal programming and bring you live coverage of the storm. And many times that involves a phone call here to Marissa, who gives us some very valuable information of how that's progressing.
Yep. I try to keep the information, get it out as fast as I can through as many means as possible.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Washington County Emergency Management Coordinator Marissa Risen. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.